Hare Krishna. This morning I was listening to one of my favorite lectures. Well, it's a lecture that I said it this way, one of my memorable lectures of Srila Srila Prabhupada gave. This was in 1977 in Srila Mayapur, and it's either the last or the second to last lecture that Prabhupada gave. And I remembered it for one thing. Today as I was listening, there was another wonderful thing that Prabhupada said there, which is equally wonderful as the first thing, and it's going to make me remember it even more. Okay, I won't hold everyone waiting on pins and needles. The first thing, what had made it memorable up to now, was that Prabhupada was talking about doing your duty, doing service, and not being attached to the result, just serving Krishna and leaving the result up to him, but under all circumstances, always serve. And Prabhupada gave the example of Jatayu. And he gives the example that when Ravan stole Jatayu, Ravan stole Sita, then Jatayu challenged Ravana. There was an agreement that when Ram and Lakshman are not present, Jatayu would always be guarding over the ashram. And of course, as you know, because Marichi had transformed himself into a deer and distracted Ram and subsequently Lakshman, so there was no one there, and Ravan took advantage of that, as according to his plan, in order to steal Sita away. And as he was flying away with Sita, then Jatayu challenged him. Now, Prabhupada said that Jatayu knew that Ravan was very powerful and that he wasn't going to be successful, meaning that he was going to die. But still, there was an agreement, and he was doing his service. So Prabhupada said, you do your service, even if it means you're risking your life, even you give up your life. But for Krishna, it's the service attitude that counts, not the result. So was Jatayu a failure? No, of course not. He gave up his life, and Lord Ramachandra personally, and Prabhupada says, personally did his funeral ceremony. He buried him, so he performed those rites himself. So I always remembered that. For me, it was always something of great inspiration that, all right, whatever the cost, we should always serve Krishna, and even if it means your life, you should be willing to lay down your life for the service of the Lord. And Jatayu is really certainly an inspiration for that. So that was always very memorable. Now I told you about what made that lecture very memorable for me and why I really remembered of all the lectures that I attended when Srila Prabhupada was there. This one is the one that I remember the most. I was there in two Mayapur festivals. I was there in Dallas when Srila Prabhupada was there. Prabhupada came to Montreal. Those are the ones that I was personally present, but this is the one I remember the most. But later on in the lecture, Prabhupada says another thing, and he's giving the example of another animal. This time he's giving the example of Gajendra, and how Gajendra was delivered by the Lord because he surrendered to him. Now, it's not the Gajendra who's the chief player in this example. Prabhupada then says, and the crocodile was also delivered. And then Prabhupada says a very far out thing. And just take note of this. He says, why was the crocodile delivered? And Prabhupada explains how the crocodile is stronger in the water, even though the elephant is so powerful, but still ultimately Gajendra was overpowered. Why was the crocodile delivered? So Prabhupada said, because he was holding on to a Vaishnava's feet. So Gajendra was a Vaishnava, and from his previous life he was a Vaishnava. He was a king called Indradyumna Maharaj. So, and Prabhupada says, because he held on to the feet of a Vaishnava, therefore he got such a result, such a blessing. And then Prabhupada goes on to say, this is the power of Vaishnava Sangha, of Vaishnava Association. You take shelter of the feet of Vaishnava and you become liberated. And I hadn't caught that before, neither had I heard that anywhere before, although I read the pastime repeatedly. I don't remember that being said, but I thought it was such a wonderful thing that Prabhupada's saying, that this is by holding on to Gajendra Vaishnav, lotus, I don't know what you call an elephant's feet. Anyway, he became liberated. So it's a so tadiya Vaishnava seva nishtakarya. Who, as Prabhupada rephrases that, Narottam Das Thakur was saying, who has ever achieved success in spiritual life without taking shelter of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava? And even if that Vaishnava happens to be an elephant, then still the benefit is there. So here were two animals who were Vaishnavas, Gajendra, Jatayu, both attained perfection, and even other animals who were in touch with them, they also attained perfection. And that's also described by acharyas, for instance, amongst the cows who participate in Krishna Lila. There are the eternal associates, and then there are the sadhana siddhas, those sadhakas who come as cows, and then there's the cows who come from the Surabhi Loka in this material world, where there are Surabhi cows. They're not the spiritual Surabhi cows, they're heavenly Surabhi cows. They're the cows of the demigods. So, in the same way, the sadhakas and so on, they attain perfection by associating with the siddha cows. And similarly, there are the siddha trees and the sadhaka trees, and whether they're human forms, whether they're animal forms, whether they're tree forms, everyone attains perfection by associating with Vaishnavas. And so, even now when you do parikrama, for instance, of Vrindavan, then there are always these big trees that are marked, and devotees go around the trees to show them respect. Why? Because those trees are also Vaishnavas who are there doing their bhajan, so we get make spiritual advancement. We human beings make spiritual advancement just by associating with those trees. So such a wonderful thing, and I thought I'd share that. It was a really wonderful statement by Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.